Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a very special episode of Uncanny Treks. It's very special because we're talking about Star Trek again. It's been a minute. I am Bob in Cascadia. That is Matt in the Southland. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty well, Bob. Yeah, the last couple of months, we've really focused on X-Men and Marvel. Now we're moving back into Star Trek, now that we've got some Star Trek news.
At least a short news episode. It might be a while. I think the next Lower Decks season is probably later this year, and next Strange New World, I didn't look, but maybe even early next year, you would think.
Yeah, it's going to be a while. But at least they're trying to throw us a little carrot, a little something to get us to come back. And
well, I would say the other day, Matt, they gave us both the carrot and the stick. So the carrot was that we know that Strange New Worlds gets a season 4, which is great because season 3 hasn't even dropped yet. So that's very good news. But then we got, at least what I'm greeting is bad news. And some people, I've seen mixed reaction to this, but Lower Decks is ending after season 5, which is the coming and final season.
Yeah, and you know what, Bob? Strange New Worlds, I love it. It could go on forever. I don't think it could ever end. Lower Decks, Bob, I'm of a different opinion. It's animated. They've covered a lot of ground already. They've gone and they've made fun of just about everything they can. They've revisited things we never thought we would ever in our lifetime ever revisit. They're going to run out of stuff.
So here would be, I'm sympathetic to your argument, but here would be my counter argument that I'm more feeling. A, it would just be funny to have Lower Decks go 7 seasons and traditional, right? That is traditional and funny. I also think that I would downplay the risk of them repeating themselves because we're only talking about what? These have been 10 episode seasons, is that right?
Correct.
Yeah, so they're not even, I mean, somebody was making the point about this, that people are saying that 5 seasons is the new 7 for Star Trek, since Disco and Lower Decks are both ending at 5. And another person rightly pointed out, but those are streaming seasons, not network seasons. Yeah. There's a huge difference, right?
That is very much correct, yes.
So I'm less worried about them running out of material. And in particular, I really want to see Lower Decks do tribute episodes to Enterprise, Discovery, and Picard in the same way they've done it with DS9 and Voyager. I think all three of those would be really funny, even though I actually hate all three of those shows.
You don't think they're just going to usher that into this final season, Bob, and then wrap it up with a nice bow?
It could be, but they've really seemed to stick at a rhythm of one huge tribute episode of season, right? In season 3, it was the DS9. In season 4, it was the Voyager. So they could do all three, but I would be sort of surprised. Does that make sense?
It does, Bob, but I want to throw another idea here at you. What if they enjoyed that live-action Strange New Worlds episode so much that they decided they wanted to make their own Lower Decks live-action show when the season ends? What if they just switched to live-action? That's going to be great.
I think that would be great. I don't think that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's not going to happen, but it's a pipe dream, guys. It would be really cool. Yeah,
it would be really cool. And hell, even just to do, I mean, maybe it would be too much repetition, but a second Lower Decks Strange New Worlds crossover could be really fun.
That would be pretty cool.
Would really like to see Lower Decks. And they've done a little of this, but not as much as I would want. I want to see them pay more attention to the Cerritos cast beyond the Fantastic Four. And I agree with you that I just don't know, as much as I like the Fantastic Four on Lower Decks, as much as I like 3 of the Fantastic Four on Lower Decks, I just don't know that there's much else to say about them.
And for listeners who follow us weekly, we're not talking about Reed Richards and that group, okay? We're talking about the Fantastic Four, the four main characters in the Lower Decks.
Yeah, Mariner, Boimler, Tindy, and Rutherford, right?
Yeah, there's only so much.
And they're all really well defined. They've had good stories, but how much else is there to do with them?
Exactly. I mean, there's not much more. That's why I'm thinking 5 seasons, that's good, Bob. Now,
but I would like to see them do some more stuff on some of the Cerritos supporting cast. And my favorite episode of Lower Decks still might be, I believe it was the season 2 finale, where we see Lower Decks life on a bunch of other ships, a Vulcan ship, a Klingon ship, a Paklid ship. And I would really like to see more of that. But given that the show has been a little hesitant about doing both, you do make a persuasive point that it's in 3 more seasons. How likely would they to do any of that I want to see?
Now, Bob, do you think this is going to generate heat?
It already has generated some, but I don't know how much it's going to translate into a sustained campaign like we saw for Prodigy.
Big difference, Bob. Prodigy only lasted one season.
And it is interesting. Will the five seasons either have some people sated or at least blunt the anger of some other people? Scrolling Twitter and Facebook, I've mostly seen very negative reactions, but I have seen several people be, this is fine. This is about right.
Yeah, that's my feeling. I get why Prodigy, like people that liked Prodigy wanted it back because it was only one season. And I'm sure, I don't even know how it ended, but I'm sure it ended in a cliffhanger.
I think it ended sort of in a cliffhanger, sort of in setting up a status quo.
The idea was that there was going to be more watching that last episode.
I understand why people, if they liked Prodigy, would want more of it, but I just still don't understand why people like Prodigy. It utterly mystifies me.
I don't either. I don't like the animation. I don't like the characters.
Yeah,
the tone, the setting. What was that thing I told you the other day about being Star Wars?
I know, it's a good point. It's about how it starts as Star Wars animation and slowly evolves in Star Trek animation.
Kids in Star Wars find their way into Star Trek.
Maybe this cynical theory I'm going to offer is colored by the fact that I hate Prodigy and I don't want to give the Save Prodigy people credit for a win. But I think it's also worth considering Star Trek is a hot IP. It's not as hot as Star Wars or Marvel, but back in the day when Netflix had Star Trek The Next Generation, it was one of the most streamed shows, right? Star Trek is a good IP app on your streaming service.
Correct. You're going to get viewers if you have it on your IP. Yeah.
And it's entirely possible that Star Trek Prodigy was always going to land at Netflix or somewhere else. And just framing it as the cancellation helped generate controversy, helped generate fan attention, which all of that is from the producers is to the good. But I think at a certain level, the fan campaign, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it might have just been Kabuki Theater and Prodigy was always going to land somewhere else in the same way that Batman and the Caped Crusader landed on Amazon.
You think Paramount Plus was just streaming that first season to throw the lure out to other streaming services, maybe to pick it up?
I think so.
I think you're right. Yeah.
And this is all unsubstantiated. It's just internet gossip. But a lot of people are saying that Paramount Plus is having a hard time, which is understandable because it's pretty much just Star Trek and then Taylor Sheridan shows, which is the guy who creates Yellowstone and Bass Reeves Lawman and such.
Yeah.
And so if they are going to get more people, they probably feel like they're going to get more people from creating new Star Trek shows or new other things rather than just having more seasons of successful Star Trek shows. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I agree with that. Because there's really nothing. I don't watch anything else on Paramount Plus. Honest to God, there's nothing else. Although they do now bundle it with Showtime. You do have the Showtime.
Although I don't. Do you have to have it with Showtime or can you still have them separately?
I think you'd have them separately.
So it is a limited offering, and the only thing I watch on Paramount Plus is Star Trek and Cheers reruns. There's also talk that just Paramount Plus is losing money in general, so probably they're looking forward to spinning off more stuff. And in that sense, I do wonder if the Lower Decks might find a home at Netflix or some other streaming service. I don't think it's a super, super high chance, but I don't necessarily think it's a super low chance either.
It's possible. I don't think any of the other Trek is going anywhere, though, other than just the... Well, I take that back, because I do believe that... Have you ever watched Pluto TV, Bob? Like a streaming service.
I'm aware of Pluto TV. Isn't it free with ads?
It's literally the cable we grew up on. But there's a Star Trek channel, and you go to the Star Trek channel, and they'll just be showing some random episode of Star Trek. And, yeah,
there's... Oh, it's not traditional streaming. It's, this is playing and you watch this. Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
That's fascinating. And I've caught myself just going to it. Even though I could stream the episodes, I want to pick a random episode and I want to fall into the middle of it. I want to just catch up. I don't want to stream from the beginning. I just want to feel, I don't remember this episode. I'm going to watch the end of it. You can't do that when you're streaming because you have to purposely go in, find it, click it, watch from the beginning, make the time all the way to the end. I'd like to just watch a little snippet of it for a minute.
There is an interesting way in which the streaming pivot has made us all much more conscious and responsible consumers, right? As opposed to the more detached, passive consumers of prior TV eras. That's really fascinating. Isn't Babylon 5 on Pluto, or is it on a different one of those free with ads?
It's on a different one. I don't think it is, but I mean, I'm just saying there's three Star Trek channels. several old school movie channels, horror channels, old school sitcom channels, channels dedicated to just specific TV shows from the 80s, 90s. It's crazy.
That is wild. So you can't go on Pluto and actually pick your Star Trek episode. No, you just have to go to a channel.
They have on-demand options, and you could choose those and watch that way. And it's the same. I mean, it doesn't cost any more or anything. It's all free. So
okay.
I'm considering just using it and getting rid of other stuff.
Oh, wow. The on-demand option is more limited than you would get on Paramount Plus. I heard another podcast talking about it, and they were just saying it was like just season 3 of Next Gen was on there or something.
It's super limited. That's the only problem.
Okay, that's it. Interesting.
And occasionally, you won't even have the whole season of the show. It'll just be 2 or 3 episodes from one season and 2 or 3 episodes from another season on demand.
That's wild. Well, if you're enjoying the more meta discussion about TV, join us for our episode on X-Men 97, episode 5, because I have at least one meta issue about TV I want to raise with Matt when we get to that. But before we sign off, I had a second segment I wanted us to ponder briefly, but any other thoughts about Strange New Worlds getting renewed or Lower Decks getting the axe?
I'm good with it, Bob. Honestly, I'm okay with it.
So I guess the second question I wanted to ask you, Matt, do you feel good about the future of Star Trek on Paramount Plus? Because I got to say, other than more Strange New Worlds, and obviously I am excited for the final season of Lower Decks, but other than that, I don't think I feel good. What I know about what's coming doesn't inspire me with confidence.
We're getting the Strange New Worlds, which, I mean, what else are you thinking
Thank
about?
Thank God.
Disco had to go. I mean, we knew Disco needed to go.
No objections to Disco going.
I mean, so well, Matt, and Picard, ran its course. I mean, are they planning on doing a movie on Picard?
Saying Picard ran its course is interesting because they did say that it had a 3-season course, but you and I both know, as people who watched and covered that show, it had no course. That was a lie.
It had no course, except season 3 should have just been the whole thing, but I'll leave it at that.
I want to come back to your question about the Picard movie in a second. The only show we currently know about, TV show that we currently know about that's in development for Paramount Plus?
No, not really.
It's a Starfleet Academy show.
Oh, God. Those shows.
It was supposed to start production before the strike, and then the strike delayed it. And I don't think it started production yet, but it's supposed to start production this year. I'm praying that it dies. I really hate Starfleet Academy shows and the equivalents thereof in various other franchises.
Yeah, that's going to suck. Please don't do that. Nobody wants.
That's all we know that's coming, TV-wise.
No more prequels. To your question about no more prequels. Directly tied to characters from the main continuity. If you're going to do a prequel, I'm good with Strange New Worlds. Got a couple of characters, but nothing crazy, but come on.
Oh. So then to your question about TV movies, so we know we're going to get a Section 31 movie starring Michelle Yeoh, which was originally going to be a TV show, but it's just going to be a direct-to-streaming movie. And it's probably going to come out early 2025. I think they may have wrapped filming on it already.
I'll watch it. We'll review it. But geez, I'm not excited about it. I'm not dying to see a Section 31 movie.
No, not at all. I mean, I love Michelle Yeoh, but I don't think Empress Georgiou is her best work. I will say I'm very gratified that it's a movie and not a TV series. The idea of a Section 31 TV series just makes me upset, right?
I don't know how they could get around that. That just sounds boring.
And as a side note, it's also, have you seen that terrible Taylor Sheridan show on Paramount Plus? I think it's Special Ops : Lioness, starring Nicole Kidman and I think Zoe Saldana too.
No, I have not seen this.
But it's funny because the two aesthetics of Paramount Plus are Star Trek and then military spec ops crap, the Mission Impossible movies and the Special Ops show and Halo, all this military hardware crap. And it's interesting that it seems Section 31 is trying to bridge that Special Ops fandom and that sort of Star Trek fandom on Paramount Plus.
Now let's combine those two things. I like MTV. Can we do some music videos of Star Trek? That'd be awesome. Come on. I want real world Star Trek edition. Come on.
Yeah, we got all the Viacom properties we can think of. We combine them with Star Trek.
Is there any way we can get Taylor Swift on Star Trek, Bob? We got to get that going.
Matt, she's got to play Dazzler first, as I know you desperately have.
Exactly. We're really excited about that.
To go back to your Picard question, if the Section 31 movie does well, they say they will make an original movie of Picard, which is something Patrick Stewart has expressed interest in interviews.
But what the hell are they going to talk about in this movie? What's going to happen in a film? We've already done everything with Picard.
And that sounds like something I would say as somebody who hated Picard.
I like season three, but I liked it as an ending. Close the book. Yeah. Shut the book. God. Let him die. Well, he's already an android.
Didn't they fix that in season three? I don't
know. No, they didn't. Who cares?
I think they fixed it.
No, they didn't. How are they going to fix it, Bob? Will they just give him back his old body and resurrect him?
Don't make me relive my traumatic memories of Picard.
No, he still had the android body. It was just able to age correctly. Okay. Or that they wanted to make sure that Picard could still age. Or
Patrick Kirk that was the weird thing. It's they made him a robot, but they're still, he's going to die at the same time he would die if he's a human.
We're going to make an android, but we're not going to make it to your benefit. We'll let you live out those last couple of years where you're in pain and like agony.
Enjoy being a senior citizen as a robot.
Enjoy wearing diapers, Captain Picard.
So I can say this, that even I really don't want to see a Picard movie or ever see anything from Star Trek Picard ever again. The one optimistic scenario I can give, there's been a lot of fan frustration, which I think you and I share, that even though I hated Picard season three, the show they were teasing that we might call Star Trek Legacy with Seven, it would be Seven as the captain, right?
Right.
And Raffi as the first officer and Picard's son.
The interesting looking show.
The show that does new things with new characters. That still hasn't been greenlit, right? And people are very sad and disappointed about that fact. And so maybe if a Picard movie did well, they would greenlight it. But I don't say that with any confidence.
That's probably not going to happen. Even though the name has been running around for years now, that Star Trek Legacy piece, that name has been dropped for several different projects.
So that would be the only upside. And then the only other things we should know, I guess, to expect are coming. Matt, do you remember when Discovery was first announced and the second show was going to be a Khan show, a Khan prequel?
I do remember that. Yes. That was after the JJ movie, right? Or is this related to something?
Well, no, this was when they announced Discovery.
That's right. But then they did a podcast piece with it, right?
Well, they said they decided not to go ahead with it as a show, but they are going ahead with it as a narrative podcast. But they said that, and we talked about this on air 2 years ago or something. Yeah. It's still in the works, apparently. So maybe we'll see Khan the podcast.
It's pretty bad it's taking them this long to get a podcast out when they probably could have gotten an entire show out in the season of a show. two years to record and write a podcast is scary.
We're still at the writing stage. I don't think we're at the recording.
Yeah, I think we could literally do the podcast before they do, Bob. Let's do that.
We could.
Be Khan. You can be the interviewer.
Be Khan's wife.
Yeah, there you go.
And then the last thing I guess we could flag is this doesn't really have anything to do with Paramount Plus directly, but they've been talking about doing JJ Trek for years. Well, maybe this does have something to do with Paramount Plus Star Trek. So it sounds, and I'm very confused by the news about this, but it sounds they're backburnering JJ Trek 4 again. Instead, they're focusing on an origin film, a prequel film for the JJ verse, but it would also be, in some sense, a prequel to the whole franchise. And production is supposed to start later this year for a 2025 release, is what people are saying.
It's like Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah, but I feel Rogue One, it was always the pitch for that was obvious. I'm not a big fan of prequels, but it's clearly an important thing to tell.
So is this going to be the birth of the Federation, or is this just Strange New Worlds has been popular? Let's follow the adventures of Christopher Pike in the JJ universe.
I really don't know. I don't know if it's going to be younger adventures of Chris Pine as Kirk without Chris Pine as Kirk. I don't know if it's going to be more detail about the JJ verse branching off from the main Star Trek timeline. Oh, I really don't know, man.
It just sounds horrible. Yeah. And I can't
watch. Oh, it sounds wretched.
I can't watch JJ Trek after the whole Khan piece.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, and I want to be clear. I don't need any more Star Trek than Strange New Worlds, right? I don't want to overwork the franchise, which
Bob doesn't need a man. I don't need Strange New Worlds.
No, I need Strange New Worlds. But I don't need more than Strange New Worlds.
I don't need more. I'm fulfilled by Strange New Worlds. I don't need more Trek in my life. I got Trek.
Well, I mean, just remember the exhaustion we all felt after years of DS9, Voyager, and the Enterprise, and just a little bit of overexposure. The franchise went dead for years. All we got were those crappy JJ movies, which to my mind don't even count. I do want to be conscious of the dangers of overexposure. So just Strange New Worlds is fine. It just doesn't fill me with excitement that so many of these announced projects sound so terrible. And just the laziest ways to tie into Paramount Plus's established brand, if that makes sense.
It does, Bob. Who knows? Maybe they'll come up with some really great ideas. They just haven't dropped them yet. Maybe Strange New Worlds is the flagship show.
Recently, I was very pessimistic about X-Men 97, and then so far I've been disastrously proved wrong.
Yeah, you have.
In my pessimism, it's been a great show.
You've been sweet-chin music in the face. Yes, you have, Bob.
I have. I said many bad things about the showrunner, and although I still maintain that he doesn't understand Emma Frost, most of the bad things I have feared were incorrect. So perhaps I will be this way about the future of Paramount Plus Star Trek as well.
Good, Bob. Good for you. Keeping that open mind.
All right. Well, Uncanny Tricks listeners, we'll be back with coverage of Strange New Worlds and Lower Decks and the Section 31 movie when relevant. No, we're not going to cover Starfleet Academy for you. Sorry. If you enjoy us, please check out our coverage of X-Men 97 or check us out on Patreon where we watch old X-Men cartoons and this somewhat newer cartoon, Young Justice. I am Bob in Cascadia. That's Matt in the Southland. Have a great night, everyone.
Thanks for listening.